Chapter 1. A for Acceptance. There is a well-known prayer known as the Serenity Prayer, which says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. It teaches that there are many things in life which we must graciously accept as our lot. Like it or not, we all have to work hard to put food on the table and keep a roof over our heads. We all have difficult decisions to make in life. We shall all, at some point, have to deal with illness and grief. We cannot avoid stress, hurt, disappointments, frustrations, and setbacks. Life is rarely easy. But surely that's the point. The day we were baptized, God could have said, Now that you're part of my family, I'll make sure your life is as easy and as happy as possible. I'll give you a well-paid job, with no stress, no responsibilities, and a 2-hour lunch break. An amazing house, complete with housekeeper and personal chef. All the money you need, a devout spouse, obedient children, and 20 weeks holiday a year. I'll make sure you never get ill and no one you love ever dies. I'll protect you from anything that might make you feel sad or uncomfortable. And I'll make all your decisions for you so that you don't have to get stressed about them. How thankful we are that he didn't. For as appealing as such a life may sometimes seem, especially in the face of trials and suffering, we would soon become incredibly bored and complacent. We would have no real motivation to do anything, since we would take it for granted that everything was given to us on a plate. Not only this, but we would lose our free will, since God would be making our decisions for us. It would be easy to attribute our success to ourselves. Our faith would stagnate, and no challenges in our life to cope with. We would lose out on countless opportunities for growth. We would never see or comprehend the need to trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on our own understanding. Proverbs 3 verse 5. Thankfully, God knows that to give us everything we want would be to stunt our growth. It could turn us away from him and spoil us irreparably. The writer to the Hebrews, instead, exhorts us to embrace and accept the discipline of the Lord. Hebrews 12 verse 5. The hard times that come to test our faith, because this is an integral part of being a son or daughter of God, verse 10 says that he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness, and goes on to explain that, though our trials and difficulties are unpleasant and painful now, and we can so often feel like giving up, the end result is righteousness, verse 11. These passages are telling us that we become more like our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ when we patiently endure suffering. Conversely, without suffering, it would be impossible to become more like them. We were to remain just as naively self-centered and ungrateful as we were when we were children. Good things. James adds that the test of our faith produces steadfastness, that we may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. James 1, verses 3 and 4. God promises that, while he won't give us everything we want, he will give us everything we need. The psalmist confirmed this when he wrote, No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Psalms 84, verse 11. Note that he says, No good thing. Only God knows what is truly good for us and will benefit us in the long run. We might feel that we are being denied certain things that we deem good, money, a family, the perfect job, but God has better things in mind. While it is true that he will make sure we have clothes on our back and food for our mouths, Matthew 6 verses 25 to 32, most of all, he wants to give us love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are things we have to learn, and only he knows best to teach us those things. It takes great faith to accept that God will supply all our need, but there is remarkable peace and freedom that comes from knowing and believing this truth. James goes on to say, Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. James 1 verse 12. Here, James implies that remaining faithful and resolute in the face of trial is one of the ways in which we can show God that we love him. By accepting what is going on in our lives and perceiving it as a character-refining, faith-defining situation, where God is in control and trusting him completely, We show great love for our Father, and He rewards us by giving us the crown of life. What greater reward could there be than eternal life? And what greater antidote to our present suffering could there be than this amazing hope? In Romans, we learn that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame. Romans 5, verses 3 to 5. We can rejoice in our suffering, accepting that this is how God helps us to grow, embracing the perspective it gives us on life, and how our present difficulties make us long more intensely for the kingdom. For I consider, wrote Paul, that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed in us. Romans 8, verse 18. Everything happens for a reason, and we must believe and accept that God knows best, that He has a plan for our lives, and that through patient endurance we shall enter His kingdom. God knows our needs and our struggles and is working in our lives to help us learn from them and cope with them. Life is rarely easy, but by accepting that God is in control, we can experience that wonderful peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4, verse 7. Questions and suggestions. 1. Can you think of a time during which your faith was tested and, as a result, you experienced personal and spiritual growth? How might the luxury of hindsight shape the way in which you view present trials? 2. Is there a current problem in your life which you are struggling to accept? Spend time bringing your problem before God, who makes all things work together for the good of them that love Him. 3. Take some time to meditate on the reward God has promised to those who remain steadfast under trial, eternal life. A clear goal provides powerful motivation and encouragement.